This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Islamic Finance Series. In today's episode, we'll continue to look into some of the innovative financial products which are offered by the Islamic financial institutions. In today's discussion, we have the Islamic microfinance. Now, at a time where millions are striving for economic development, Islamic microfinance offers that beacon of hope to all of these investors and individuals who want to raise money to meet the financial requirements. Islamic microfinance can therefore be seen as a bridge between the microfinance requirements as well as the Sharia compliance. In fact, it is the aspect of Sharia compliance which makes it an ethical mode of raising finances. Now, an important thing to keep in mind is that Islamic microfinance not only supports those who belong to the low-income group, but it is also a big support for those who are startup entrepreneurs. So if you have a small-scale business in your mind which you wish to start, you intend to start, and you don't know where to raise your money from, next time you can visit an Islamic financial institution and seek to raise finances through their microfinance windows. The Islamic microfinance can raise money through the Qard Hasan model or the benevolent loan model, which is there, which is totally interest-free. The borrower and the lenders, they come together and they give loan more as a benefit which is being offered, and then the person returns back the money that he had borrowed. There's no component of interest involved in such kind of finances. Then you also have the Musharaka and Mudaraba model, which is the profit sharing model, where the microfinance institution can engage with entrepreneurs to help their financing requirements. We also have a very fast-growing micro-takaful model. This is where the insurance needs of investors and individuals are also being met using the microfinance model. Now, through the takaful model, any unforeseen circumstances of individuals can now be protected from a Sharia-compliant perspective as well. So you can clearly see that the Islamic microfinance is not only offering the financial requirements and support that is needed by low-income groups as well as startup entrepreneurs, but they're also adding that important Sharia compliance touch to it, which makes it ethical for people who want to use this model of financing to meet their requirements. There's a lot more to discuss in the financial world. We will talk about more of the products which are offered by the Islamic banking and financial institutions. Please stay tuned and remember to like this video and share this video. Remember to subscribe to the channel. And if you have any particular thoughts or questions or queries or suggestions, please use the chat box to share your thoughts with all of us. Thank you for watching this video. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.